Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan Yerushalmi Daf Hey, and we are in Perek Mashkin, discussing the sugyas of Malacha and Chalamoed, and we just mentioned the Mishnah that speaks about Sadan HaSeishus. We spoke about these types of rodents that one is allowed to get rid of and trap. The new spot or the old spot is machlokes whether both Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan would both hold again within Rabbi Meir. And the nafkamina would be erev haregel. Do you say that you don't paskin at all? Rabbi Kiva would say that, and therefore it is. He remains a muskar. And Rabbi Yochanan would say no. The Rabbana would say no. It's a new spot, and therefore you paskin lakula on the original spot, and you don't say anything about the new spot that came. Good. That is Rabbi Yochanan. That the nafkamina is them erev haregel beinam. Reb Yossi bar b'shem Reb Acha Asya d'yichida d'hacha kistama d'taman. Reb Yossi, the name of Reb Acha, is going to say no. There's a different way to relate that Mishnah in Negayim to the Mishnah here in Moed Katan. Right. So the yichida d'hacha, meaning Rabbi Meir here, is like kistama d'taman. He's going to connect that to the Rabbanan over there, u'd'yichida d'taman, and the yichida Rabbi Akiva over there. Kistama dahacha. He's going to compare that to the Rabbanan here. How is that? So let's see. Asya dechida. We're going to flip the girsa here. Asya dechida de taman kistama dahacha. The yichida of over there, Rabbi Akiva over there, is like the Rabbanan over here. How? Let's explain. Rabbi Akiva Omer hikadmais. Rabbi Akiva, remember, over there said that this is like the original spot, right? The original spot that's spread. And therefore, they not taniskak lo lahakov lo lahachmir. Just like the Chachamim say here, you don't view it at all. So Rabbi Kiva would say, Rabbi Kiva says over there, you wouldn't view it, right, like the Chachamim. You wouldn't say a word, right? So Rabbi Kiva over there is like the Chachamim over here. The Udechida Dahacha, again, flipping this gear. So Udechida Dahacha Kistama De Taman, and the Yachid of here, Rabbi Meir here, holds like the Rabbanan over there. Rabbanan over there. It's not like the first day Rabbi Yochanan said, they're both within Rabbi Meir. No, the Deya of Rav Acha, is connecting the machlokes in a flipped way, right? The yichida, the hacha, Rabbi Meir here holds like the Rabbanan over there, meaning what? For Rabban Amri Chori he, the Rabbanan say over there, it is a new spot, but the potter Amin Arishon, it's a new spot, and therefore, you potter, say the first part is lakula, the original spot is lakula, and you don't look at the second spot, meaning, even Rabbi Meir, according to this version, even Rabbi Meir would not allow seeing a nega and not paskining in general. Right? It's only in the case of the Mishnah and Negayim where the original spot disappeared, that's where Rabbi Meir would allow it. Right? Otherwise, he wouldn't say that if it's a new spot, you would have to paskin. You wouldn't be able to not paskin. That's Rabbi Yacha. Right? The Rabbi Meir is a more limited view. So the Gemara says, really? Is that really true? V'tanin and hacha, but we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rohan and Sanagon, b'tchila l'hakav l'hachmir. Right, it sounds like that the mayor holds always. You're always allowed to have this dichotomy, have this chiluk. You could go and paskin lakula and na lachumra. Right, always could do that. Right, even a new spot. So there's no answer given to that question. But this was the version of Rav Yosa in the name of Rav Acha. So the Gemara now says that we have a different version of Rav Yosi Barbun in the name of Rav Acha. Right, the first version we had a chiluk within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had a limit. Rabbi Meir Shita in our Mishnah is not always. It's only like the case over there in Negayim that the first spot disappeared. But Rabbi Yossi here, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rav Acha, is going to say, no, they're going to make a chiluk within the Rabbanan, that even they would agree Lakula over there. Not that only Rabbi Meir would say Lakula in that type of case, but even the Rabbanan who are Machmer in our case, would agree lakula there. Let's see. Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan b'shem Rav Acha. Bein yichida d'hacha, bein d'rabbanan d'hacha. Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan says, whether it is the yichida d'hacha, meaning Rabbi Meir, or the rabbanan d'hacha, the chachame, meaning both shittas in our gemar, in our Mishnah, modi l'rabbanan, would agree to the rabbanan d'taman over there, that it is a new nega, l'hakel of lo l'hachmir. Right, it's a new nega, they'll agree. Bekiva said it's the old nega. No, both shittas in our Mishnah would agree. Even the Rabbana would agree. Why? Why would you be makel over there that it's a new nega? And therefore you'd be able to be l'hakel. So taman, b'shalcha la'um. Over there, the whole nega disappeared, the original nega. So therefore you could go and paskin l'kula. But Bramhacha Bishalchalem Hasimanim Baom Kayemes. But over here, what's the issue of seeing a nega? It means that the original nega is still there. That's where the Rabbanan would be lachumra and not allow you to paskin in that case. Period. Says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe. So that's how we related that Mishnah in Negayim to our Mishnah here. Do we say, again, just to summarize, do we say that Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah is limited to the type of case that is described there in Negayim? Or do we say, no, that the Rabbanon in our Mishnah are limited, and therefore we would be Mekel, the Rabbanon would be Mekel, over there to be able to have the split in the Psak and not Paskin Lachumra. So Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Nirin divir Rebbe Yossi b'muskar v'divir emeir b'muchlat. Rebbe paskins. We would pass it. Rebbe Yossi is like the Chachamim in our Mishnah here. Right? There's no Rebbe Yossi. It's not mentioned, but it really means the Chachamim. Rebbe would say, Nirin divir Rebbe Yossi b'muskar. I agree. I would follow the psak of Rebbe Yossi by muskar. Why? Because in a case where there is a Mitzorah muskar and he's already tame. So what are you going to do? What are you gonna paskin, right? B'muskar says the carbon eidah, b'muskar lo chazilei. So therefore, the Rabbanan and Armish to say, don't look at it. So here, you wouldn't look at it, because what? You can't, you're gonna have to paskin by a muskar. Dilma matamile, maybe you'll see, it's vade tuma, then you'll have to send them out of three machanos, and it's gonna ruin his simchas yantif. So Rebbe says, by a muskar, I'm gonna pass on the chachamim, don't see it. The divir meir b'muchlat, but I will pass like Rebbe meir by muchlat. Why? By a muchlat, you can't get worse. He's already outside the machane. So go like Rebbe Meir. So Meir, what are you going to say? That he's only going to pass on the kulan of chumra. He's already in a chumra state. Right? And therefore, explains the Karban Eidah, mechaluta chazile. Why? Because the only possibility is to get closer in. Saf sadam adavle. He'd love to be around people. Di metami lo metami yosa kidme midei kara. If he says lachumra, it's no worse than it was. Vimitaro, and if he says Vitar, he's going to be Misaneachim. This late Satad Alma will be able to come in within the three machanas. Even though the Karban Eidah alludes to the fact that even though it'll be also Batashra Shamita, if he becomes a Muskar, if he comes back into the machanah, because during the days of Tara, still he'd rather be amongst people. Okay, that's Rebbe. Rebbe Zaora Amar. Rebbe Zaora goes back to the original. So we had a machlokes, Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan, based on the Mishnah Negaim, about what do you do if you have a spot that doubled, but the original part disappeared. So one Rabbi Kiva said, it's an extension. The Rabbanan said, it's new. And we said, both of them hold its muchlat. So what's the difference? If you look at it, Erev Yantif. So now Rabbi Zi'ura is just continuing that nafgamina. Yemei regal b'neim. So l'may nafgamina, we said, according to Rabbi Kiva, he ends up being a muskar still. He was a muskar, he continues to be a muskar. The Rabbanan say, no, he could be, it's a new spot, therefore he could be tar. So Rebbe Zaora says, Omar, you may regal minim. So what he could do on Yantif is the nafkamina. Rebbe Akiva, Omer, he kan ma'is Rebbe Akiva, who says it's still the original spot, and therefore he remains a muskar. The eno nichnas la'azara. Flipping the gersa, he can't go into the base of Migdash. Right? We know on Yantif there's aliyah regal. He can't go into the base of Migdash. Eno nichnas la'azara, because he's still tame, he's a muskar. For Rabbanan Amri, chorihi, no, it's a different spot. Vihu nichnas la'azara. And he can't go into the azara. You can't go into the Azara. That is the Nafkamina. We skip the next two lines. Take out the Girsa. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says another Nafkamina. Again, whether he is part of the original spot and therefore he's still Tameh or he's Tahar. So Shmuel Amar Pricha Beinehon. What if the spot spreads over the whole body? So we're familiar with Halacha of the Pazik and Chumash. If he gets Saras over his entire body, then he's Tahar. That doesn't apply to everybody. If somebody gets tzaras over the entire body, if they're a tamei and they get tzaras over the entire body, so that's where we paskin tahar. But if he's a tahar person, he just gets tzaras over the entire body, then it is tamei. Rebbe Kiva Omer he kan maisa. Rebbe Kiva says it's the original spot and therefore he remains tamei. But ironically, then, but pareach menatame tar. Then, if he has pricha, if it spreads over the entire body, it's called pricha menatame, and therefore he would be tar. For Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan would say no. Chorihi, it's a new spot, and therefore what do we say? He paskins lakula on the first spot, it disappears, and he doesn't paskin on the new spot, and if he's tar. So therefore, what would happen if he has pricha? Pareach menatar tame. Then, if he has pricha, so then he would not be able to be. He wouldn't have the special kula of parach bakula tarhu. He would be tamei. Because again, that halacha only applies if it's parach min ha Tameh, not Parchman Atarah. That's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Negayim, and the Rambam Paskins that way. If you look in the Mishnah, in Negayim, in the 8th Perek, the Mishnah says, in Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, HaPareach min Atameh Tahar. If you have Precha min Atameh, that's where with this Tahar. But if it's Parech min Atar, is going to be Tameh. Right? One of the Bali Machshava say what's the message of that? Because if you say Tzaraas, it's because of Lashon Hara, one of the sins. So what is the what's Lashon Hara? Where I take one little aspect of this person, and I define the whole person based on that point. Right? I view the whole person based on that point. So that's terrible. Right, that's what Lashon Hara is. That's why Tzaraas, I have a spot over somewhere in my body, one spot, and I define the whole person based on that spot. You have a spot here, you're a Mitzora. If it spreads over the entire body, so then it must be something else, because that's not Lashon Hara. That's not exactly the chait. So therefore, it must be something different, and that's why Parach Bakula Taharas. Again, every detail of Tzaraas. Tzaraas, almost everything about Tzaraas is in Torah Shebechsav. Again, Negayim is a number of prakim in Negayim. I know how many prakim, 14, 15 prakim in Meseches Negayim, 14 prakim in Negayim, but so much of it is in Torah Shebechsav. This is a Tzaraas. Again, one of the Averis that the Chazal say is that it's based on Lashon Hara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. In the normal way, the not normal way, because they're ruining the field. We spoke about if there is a pirtza, if there is a break in the wall of the fence on Chalamoid, one is allowed to be Makarim. Makarim de Sapirza Bimoid. Not build it in the normal way like Shemitah. Shemitah is Bona Kedarko, but you can put stones, Evan Agabi Evan, big stones on the big stones, small stones on the small stones, Vichulu. If there is a pirtza that has an inner wall, a dirt wall, then you can't, right? Because then it's already protected. Pirtza shihaisa saga sa'afar asr lagodra b'shvias. One is not allowed to do that during Shemitah. And what is the reason for that? So the Mefarshim explains, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, mechzi ka'osa shmira l'perosa. It appears like you're doing shmira, right? For one's peros. One's peros, one's fruit have to be hefker during Shemitah. The Mefarshim explained that, you know, Shemitah is not just the time to, you have to give staka. You have to give extra staka during Shemitah. No, every year you have to give staka. You have to give Meiser Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani sometimes. Shvias is a different idea. Shvias is to recognize that you're not the Baal HaBas. And therefore other people are allowed to come in and take. Not that I have a mitzvah to give. Because even if I give, that's different than sharing it and everybody taking together. So there's a different idea of letting other people come in. So therefore, I'm not allowed to close up the field and guard the field so that people don't take. We mentioned that there is a discussion in the Rishonim at the end of Meseches Yevamos, the last Amid Aleph in Yevamos, Kuf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara there talks about a case where a guy is trying to boast about his fruit to try to get people to buy. So the Gemara says there, Ovi Kochavim Shayemocher Peiros Pashuk. A guy who is selling fruit in the marketplace, va'omer, and he says, these are great fruit. Peros halalu shel arla hein, shel azeka hein, shel netaravai hein. Lo amar klum. You don't have to trust him that they're really arla, azeka, or netaravai. Why? Lo neskavein lashbiach mikcho. He's just trying to boast and say good things about his fruit. But what do all these mean? Arla and azeka and netaravai. So arla, says the Gemara, says Rashi, peros netia hein. They're fresh. They're new fruit. They're in the first 3 years. So he doesn't know that it's asr bahana for us to eat arla. That's what he's saying it. Or azeka hein. What's azeka? Rashi. Azeka mi pardes me ozek me uzak vigader saviv lo lishomro. Azeka is a type of fence. It's surrounded. It's protected. Vihish nasa shvius. Right? He says it should be, and therefore there's an isser there. Right, but that all these examples are cases where there's some type of problem with the fruit. If we would believe him, if it's arla, if it's netaravai, see azeka, what's the problem? So v'kashli es Rashi, demai iser yesh kan. What's the iser? Im avar zman habiur lo shna mina meshumar v'lo shna mina mufkar asurim. If it's before at the past of the time of the biur, we know that this halacha that once the fruit is no longer available for the animals in the field, I have to get rid of it from my house. Machlokas Rishonim, what do you have to do? The Rambam says you have to destroy it. The Ramban says you have to be mafkirit, but either way, it's usur after zman abir. It doesn't matter whether I guarded it or not. V'kodem azman elu v'elu mutarin. And before the zman of the beer, it's all mutar. So what's the Rashi is not like that pshat of Azeka means Menem Shumar. So, but all of these, Rashi is give another pshat, but he says, Lomar Klum. In all these cases, we don't trust the guy, La Osra Malkach. Ella Halachachra Rov. You go after the Rov, Shazem Mishaker. He, the guy is just lying. He just have Kavana to make his Mekach, sound good. V'chainet Ravai, Lodia Shaperos Nitiahain. Ukimidum Eli, then Rashi says, what's the Chiddush of Azeka? Ukimidum Eli, the high Azeka Shem Ha'ir Sheba Eretz Yisrael. It's a city in Israel, Uperoseha Mishubachin. It's just some city that has great fruit in Eretz Yisrael. If the guy is in Chutz La'aretz, u'mishabcham, and he praises the Yomar me'azeka eveti, I brought it from Azeka. So do you have to be choshesh that all the laws of mitzvot zlis varis apply to it? Ein choshishin lomar emes dvarav. We don't say this emes. V'shem alonis asru. Maybe what there was a maestro's taken from it because it was from Eretz Yisrael. V'Yisrael machram lo, and a Jew sold it to him. Now ela. Lashbiach Micho, you can speak, he's being Mashbiach, and you can assume that they are from Chutz La'aretz. V'achanami, so that's how Rashi gives the Pshat of Azeka. If you look at Tosfos, there quotes from Rashi, Pirush Bakutris, Mipardes Be'ozek U'mishumar V'shviyasu V'kashali, and he quotes the Rashi's Kasha, and then he says, V'nir El Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam argues on his grandfather, V'ahed Yatanya, V'taras Kohanim. In the Medrash, it says, "Ven in vein zerecha lo sivzor min ha-mishumar i'ata botzer avalata botzer en ha-mufkar." Rabbeinu Tam assumes that mishumar is usur. If it's guarded, it's usur. Based on the Medrash, v'im tomar, it talks about svichin. You're allowed to have svichin. So v'orish lo ha-yishomer no so. Right, it talks about the actually not the svichin. This is the Gemara talks about that they needed to guard certain types of fields in order to bring the karbanos and the karbana omer and the shtei lechem. So they used to take schar from the chumas halishka. And it talks about that they had to guard it. So that they had to guard it so that the animals wouldn't get it. So you had enough to bring the special karbanos mincha. Isn't that mishumar? And if it's usur bahana, according to Rabbeinu Tam, mishumar is usur. How'd they guard it? Right? Every karban has to be mina mutter, mina mashka li Yisrael, mina mutter li Yisrael. So v'amari. So you might just say, most Rishonim say, it's not Asur if it's Mishumar. So the Re says, they wouldn't guard it from people. They would just guard it from animals getting in. So that's not a violation of Mishumar. Okay, so that's the discussion about Mishumar in the end of Yevamos. That's what the Gemara says here, that if it has already a wall that's Sagas Afar, then Asur L'Godra B'Shvias. Fine. Then we got the last price that we mentioned, V'Tani Kane, a couple lines up from the bottom on Dalan Mabez, V'Tani Kane called Pirtza, she Sagas Afar, Asur L'Godra B'Shvias, any Pirtza that you have an inner wall of dirt, then you can't put up the fence for Shvita, V'Shena Sagas Afar, Mutu L'Godra B'Shvias. But if you don't have any other fence around it, then you're allowed to, because obviously you're just protecting your assets. And then the Gemara continues. B'Shena Mashallah Shazar Rabim, but this is all as long as the situation is not dangerous. It's not Machshel Rabim. Avalim Machsheles Harabim, but if it's dangerous, Machsheles Harabim, what does that mean? Carbon Aida, Sheish Lachush, Tipol, Rishos Harabim, the Yusku Barabim, Machsheles here means physical. It might fall down, it might be dangerous, so then, Avli Shisagas Afar, Mutu Lagodra Bishvias, that even if you have an inner wall, if the outer wall is half falling down and broken and in danger of collapse on people, then Mutu Lagodra Bishvias, that's allowed. Kehada, like we learned elsewhere, we've had this in Maya Koslo, if you have a wall that is, dangerously, you know, teetering, but then Gohe, Sosro, Koslo Gohe, Sosro Ubaneo, so you can break it down in order to build it up again. The Gemara says, one second, so you're allowed to break it down in order to protect the danger. So, V'yistar V'lo Yivneu. So, you break it down, but this is talking about a case where you have another dirt wall, right? So then, why would you be able to build it up again? Karbon Eida, to sue Leka Sakana. Right, there's no more, the only reason that you're allowed to act is because of sakana. And here there's no more sakana once you break it down. So why would you be able to do that? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Hanani, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Tiru Sofo Mishem Tchilaso. As we have the big sugya in the Bavli in the first parak of Maseches Beitza, they matir, sometimes will matir a action because if you don't do, allow the action, so then, even originally. Remember we said back in the end of, in Chagig also, if you don't allow them to Rabbi Yehuda, I think it was, if you don't allow them, you have a certain amount of opening up a barrel on Yantif, even though people are on the earth by touch. But if you don't allow them, if you don't allow them to use the leftovers after Yontif, they might not open it in the first place. And you might be Monea from Simchas Yontif. So here too, right? If you don't allow them to rebuild it, they might just leave it in the first place. And they won't fix it. If you say you can't build it, afhu eno sosro, he won't break it down. And that will be machshil. That would be Machshel the Rabbim. Right? This is the Amude Yerushalayim in the back points out that this maybe this could be on the list of cases that we have elsewhere. He wonders why it's not there. But he discusses a Hiksha Shiri Karban and Milo Khashvu Zebem Sechas Beitza, Velo Kashamidi, Delo Khashiv Rakdvaram Hashtrim Bemishna, Velo Hashtrim Bebraisa. Right? Maybe only lists off Mishnah cases and not Braisa cases. And maybe there's other factors. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rowan. So now we're going away from issues of working the field and other issues of tircha during Chol HaMoed. But now we get into other halachas of what's mutter, what's aser. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rowan is anagam lahakel avol lahachmir. We know there's an iser. Or there's a mitzvah to deal with tzara'as. Somebody gets tzara'as, then there's a mitzvah to deal with tzara'as, tumah tzara'as. You have to go to the kohen, right? It's the only tumah that's not automatic. If there's a dead body that touches somebody, you don't need anybody to paskin that person is an avatumah, right? It's automatic. All tumahs are automatic. If there's a dead sheretz, it's automatic. If there's a nida, zava, automatic. Except tzara'as. Tzara'as is not automatic, even if the mitzius of tzara'as is there, it has to be declared by a kohen to be tzara'as. So a mayor says, on Chol HaMoed, a kohen can look at the tzara'as, but only paskin l'kula. Only paskin l'kula, and not l'chumra. He can look at it, and if he sees l'chumra, he should just say, you know what, I'm not going to say a word. Why? Because l'chumra obviously will take away from his Simchas Yontif, and tzara'as is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a regular contagious illness, as we know. And therefore, a mayor says, you can see l'hakel. So l'hakel, right, says the carbon eidah shem tarhu omer lo akoe tarata. If he already has a nega and now he can be mitarit, that would be great. Shesimchi lo, that's simchas yantif, but not l'hachmir, because if he's going to be machmir, he's going to be mitamehim, he's going to have to go outside the machane and be by himself a yantif. That's terrible. And therefore, he doesn't say a word. That's her mayor shita. V'chachamim omrim lo l'hakel l'hachmir. He paskin l'hachachamim. Her mayor is a huge chiddush. You could paskin and that you can look at it and then choose whether to paskin or not. That's her mayor's chiddush. The chachamim say, no, you can't see. You can't, don't look at it. Because if you're in a situation where the kohen knows, then he has to paskin, right? He can't back out of it, right? So just better not to look. Better not to look. Says the Karban Eida, shemitoch shenizkak lo laharoso, im hutar kedil hakel alav, if he's going there to show it to see, if he can become tahar, afu nizkak lahachmir. Then he also has to be paskin l'chumra if it comes up. Shem hu tamei tzorach l'tamo. Dichsiv l'taharo o l'tamo. To be mitaro or to be mitame, she'ein kohen rashoi l'shtop. Right? The chachamim say here that the kohen is not allowed to keep quiet. Right? V'tovu lo shalo yirei o kohen klal. Don't show it to the kohen. You have that ability. Usually, if it's saras, you have to go to the kohen. You're not allowed to cut it off, obviously. A separate isser. He's shomer b'negat saras. But the chachamim say here, better not to go. And yatif, there's no re'iyas nigoim. Remeir says there is. You see it, l'kula, not l'chumra. Okay, but Gemara, we'll get back to that machlokas. But first, the Mishnah mentions others. Other issues that'll come up as Shem in the Gemara. Oh, now Remeir also says a kula of Chol HaMoed. Milakid adam atzmos aviv v'imo, v'nishas simchi lo. If a person has to do likid atzmos, somehow his parents, were buried, maybe in a temporary, kever, and now they're going to kever avos. Or maybe it's like in the days of old when they used to bury in crypts. They wouldn't bury in the ground right away. They would go bury in crypts, in caves until there was, ichol basar. Because some type of, din that happens, maybe ichol basar happens quicker if it's in that situation. They have to ichol basar. Then they would put the bones in a more permanent kever. So either way, these likud atzmos. Remeir says you're allowed to do that on Yontif, even though it's somewhat sad, it's difficult, it's an avelus, but it's simchi lo. A person is happy when they see that their parents are buried in kever avos, so that would override, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi omer evel lo, no, Rabbi Yossi says it's terrible. It's Avel. You don't do that on Yantif. So we'll have to get back to that. Machlokas Meir Rabbi Yossi. Number 3, Veloya Orer Almeso, What is not allowed to hire out special maspidim and special types of people, women who used to cry for the mace within 30 days of a yantif. You can't do that. The Bavli has 2 days here. Why is that? The Karban Eda quotes these 2 days. Either Shederach Bnei Adam L'chanes Ma'os Kodom L'Regal Amidyo. People get money, right? They get money together before yantif in order to use to be able to, for their yantif needs. If they're going to have to hire out these maspidim, so then maybe they're going to lose money for yantif. Fishema yitei namosh shekanas l'tzorach haregel l'saftan. Maybe the money that he gathered, he'll have to give to a saftan, to a eulogizer. V'yimna misimchas haregel. They won't have enough money for yantif. That's day number one. Day number two. V'yesh omrim she'ein ames b'shtachik ben alei v'lachar lamed yom lahespedo. Right? We're nervous that if there's such an intense hesped level, so people will still be thinking about that when yantif comes. They're not going to be able to have a regular simchas yantif because they're going to still be thinking about the hespedim. So therefore, it is that's the reason for 30 days. We'll have to talk about halacha l'maisa. What if somebody dies a week before Pesach? There's no hespedim, right? If it's Nisan, let's say 3 weeks before, right? So it's before Nisan, right? So there's no hespedim. Or there are hespedim. So maybe there's not this level, this standard that they set of professional, maspidim and the whalers that used to be. So we'll have to see, right? Even today, the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Hilchas Avelos that we even have on Yantif where we say Yisker and the like. It says the Lufize Adavar Pasha. This is the end of Shimem Zayin. Adavar Pasha Shaskaras Shalanu Hazacharos Shalanu Shashatz Omer Kelmali Rachamim Ein Bozech Shash Klal. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, well, we say of Arachamim and Kelmali Rachamim, Shari Gamba Regel Ha'acharon, Maskirim Nishamos, V'chein B'chol Shabbos Hashana, L'vakshim Avarach HaShat Rosh Chodesh. You always see of Arachamim and Shabbos. You see, this level is not knocked. V'zeo Tfila V'nodim L'stachab Adam, V'chein Maskirim Nishamos, K'shish B'smilo Chasan, V'chulu, and he continues regarding this minog. It's totally on the minog, but realize that that's not what the Gemara here is, Mishnah is referring to. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanah Mantanina. So now we have a Mishnah in Negaim, that for the rest of the daf, we're going to relate this Mishnah in Negaim to our Mishnah here in Moed Katan. Says the Mishnah in Negaim, Baharis Kegris, Upasas Kegris, you have a spot, a tzara spot, that's the size of a gris, which is the minimum spot, but it didn't have simonim of tzara's vadai, right? It was unclear. So that's why, as we know, there's two types of mitzoras, mitzora musgar and mitzora mochlat, mitzora musgar. He's closed up, and the coin's going to come back and revisit to see what it looks like if it turns into a Besorah Vadai. So this person is a Muzgar, right? He has a spot. The coin, it didn't have any Vadai signs. So he waited. And then it spread. It doubled in size, the size of a gris. And Vinola Lepisayan Mikvo Seir Lavan. And in the new area, right, it was one gris size. So it doubled in size. And in the new gris size, that's where there was Simanim of Vadai Tuma. Right, there was michya, there was a healthy skin, or say 11 or white. But guess what happened? Valkala om. The original skin disappeared. The original spot disappeared. So it was spot A doubled by spot, the extension of spot B, but then spot A totally disappeared. So what do you consider this? So machlokas, Rabbi Kiva says, this is a continuation of the original spot. Right, there's a continuation, mitame. And therefore it's mukhlat. It's batami. It's spread and it has simanim of tumavata of mitzora. No, it's like a new spot. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Right? Harbi kiva matami umachlet. According to Harbi kiva, it's tame because it's spread. Verabana, according to Rabbanan, it's a new spot that's tame vadai. Verabanan arbi teira kimetchila machlitin. So my nafkamina. My nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim there in the Mishnah in Negaim. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar ever erif haregel b'neim. Rabbi Yochanan says, the difference is right before Yantif. It's to see it right before Yantif. Or maybe it's the Huadin on Yantif, but right before Yantif. And Rabbi Yochanan is assuming that both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim there in that Mishnah, Negaim, hold with it like Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Meir who says that you can see Negaim lahakel, but not lahachmir. They both hold like Rabbi Meir. So here we go. What's the nafkamina? Rabbi Akiva who says that it's an extension. It's not a new spot. Even though the first part disappeared. Rabbi Akiva Omer, hi Kadmaisa. This one is like the original, right? It's like the first one. It's an addition. So therefore what? Vein at nizkak lo lo lahakav lo lahakbir. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't say anything. This is the original spot. So what? The Kohen's going to see it. What? He can't paskin lakula because what? The spot spread. He can't paskin lachumra because Rabbi Meir. So therefore he doesn't say a word. And this person remains a mitzora musgar. That was what Rabbi Akiva's opinion. For Rabbanan Amri, no, the Rabbanan there say it's a new spot. Chorihi, it's a different spot. And therefore what? The Kohen goes and says, hey, the first spot disappeared. And therefore he's going to paskin Lakula on the original spot. Vat potrom and Arishona. Yibad Arishona, I, the new spot that started. Meir says, you don't paskin Lachumra. Vahaydahi, the new one, Shalola Achmir, Shenata Nizkak lo Lishniya, Lola Hakav lo Achmir. You don't say a word about the Shniya. So, based the Mishnah Negoim, right? They both say, oh, it's a new